7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Exactly. Not even close, really. That is not the correct time. The actual time is 1930 UTC. You know, that time that we like to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Once again, it's time to start the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. You knew that part already. Well, you might not have. You know, if this is your first time hearing the Dubious Goals Committee, then hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and welcome. Welcome to the committee. What kind of committee business do we have today? Well, we've got the usual tea drinking business. Because I'm a tea drinking fool. Oh, I'm drinking more Longjing today. This is the batch of leaf that I started yesterday, and I think this is gonna be the last infusion. So after I drink this entire teapot's worth of tea, I'm gonna have to switch it up to something else. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good, though. Mm. But what am I going to drink? What am I going to drink later? I don't know. Maybe some Dahong Pao, Che Guan Yin? I haven't had any Che Guan Yin in about, 5 days, 6 days. Maybe get back to that. Maybe some Pu'er. Let's not be too crazy, though. Maybe we could drink some Pu'er. Although, this is not the time to be discussing tea, really. Right now, we need to be discussing the weather. It is a nice day. It's about 15 degrees Celsius or 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but it's kind of windy. Although it seems to come and go. It seems to be calm for a while, and then it gusts for a little while. And all I want to do is to walk over there. Just, what is that, 40 meters away? I want to go down into the creek. So how's the wind? Should we risk the wind? Yeah, okay, here we go. Let's get out of the car. Ugh. Always an effort. All right. Let's get down in there. You know, I don't know why I'm doing this. I have to. We have to have the golf ball checked today just because we've had such amazing good luck lately finding such colorful golf balls that I cannot go another day. What I meant to say is I cannot go a day without checking for golf balls. Look how complete the collection has become. Look how wonderful we're doing. I mean, we're almost close to completion. All we need to do is find a plum golf ball. Well, you know, and it wouldn't kill us to find a matte finish yellow, a glossy finish red, and a couple of other little oddball things. All right, I'm in the forest above the creek. Okay, yeah, we got a couple guys out there. I see two people golfing today. Two guys who look like they're pretty serious. And that's about it. Well, maybe people were golfing this morning. And maybe they lost some golf balls. And I've been thinking. Should there be a moratorium on white golf balls? Should we stop picking up white golf balls? I have so many, it's not even funny. All right. And for that matter, should we stop picking up red golf balls? Well, except for a red glossy, of course. I don't know. I've got so many golf balls, it's not even funny. Okay, as I look around, I can see one of those little woodpeckers. He's up there. Uh-oh. Spooked the ducks. I didn't even know it. But there was two wood ducks, all of 4 meters over here in the deep end of the water. 4 meters away, over by that tree that has the golf ball by its roots that we can't get to. There are still golf balls in the mud, a couple in the mud. And now the wind is blowing down the valley. I thought the wind was blowing the other way. I guess not. I'm looking into the creek and I am not seeing any golf balls. I am feeling some cool wind though. I'm glad we got to see the ducks. They were wood ducks. Quacky, quacky wood ducks. And they were skittish. Wood ducks are always really skittish. I was down here, what, 2 or 3 nights ago when those mallards were down here. Oh, they didn't even move. I was walking around and they were just like, yeah, okay. They were sitting right over here getting ready to go to sleep. And my presence didn't bother them. They were just like, yeah, okay, whatever. It's that same guy we're always seeing. But no. Wood ducks will absolutely always freak out. All right, how can we get over there? My little piece of bark that was working as a bridge got washed away in the last rains. So we're just gonna walk on the wet, soggy leaves and hope they support me a little bit as we step over here and we're good. I do have my crappy shoes on today, so I'm not overly worried about getting my shoes dirty. I'm looking in the water here in the most important spot. I don't see any golf balls. Well, I don't think there's been a lot of golfers today. And that's not very surprising. It's kind of windy. It is a Monday or a Tuesday or whatever day this is. It's not something I pay a lot of attention to. What am I hearing? Oh, there's a giant lawnmower going by on the wrong side. It's not a golf course lawnmower. It's a city lawnmower. Although that is a city golf course. This is a city mower mowing the park. Okay, that's cool too. I'm going to keep glancing around here. Looking for golf balls of unusual colors. And that's another thing. We need more pinks. I only have 2 pink golf balls. I thought I'd find a lot more pinks than we have. But I have that, you know, glossy, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not coming to me. You know, it's one of those Save the Boobs golf balls. It's light pink. It has a pink ribbon on it. It's glossy. It's got like a Volvic Cristal type finish. It's very light pink. Then we have that other pink ball, the Volvic. Let's go back over here. We've got the Volvic pink ball, which is like, it's first of all, it's a matte finish. Awesome. And it, let's get back up on the bank. It's an odd color. It's pink, but it's more like raspberry sherbet. It's more like Prince's legendary raspberry beret. Not exactly pink. All right, what am I seeing over there? Is that a golf ball? That's too shiny. Is that an aluminum can that's up there under the leaves on the other side of the bank? Yeah, I think so. Oh, and look what's right here by this log. Here's the green ball pit ball that I found, I don't know, a number of days ago, and I thought it was a green golf ball because it was down in the creek, and I got super excited, only to find out that no, it's not a green golf ball. And what's up in that little ravine right now? That wasn't there the other day. There's a plastic bag. It looks like it has something in it. Well, I can tell you, I'm not climbing up there today. That's for damn sure. Can't tell. Wait, what's this little red flake in the creek here? Is there a golf ball halfway buried? No, that's just a piece of plastic or something. Okay. Well, I guess that means our time in the creek is finished for today. Or at least, you know, this trip. It is kind of a nice day. It's not completely, utterly windy. It's just occasionally windy. Maybe there'll be some more golfers. But boy, I think the night to come is Sunday night. Sunday at dusk. That's when we're finding all the exotic golf balls. Weekends. Of course, that makes perfect sense. All right, well, I'm going to have to get out of the creek valley, which means we're going to be exposed to wind. So, let's just, here, let's plug some stuff in. And now let's listen to music. Hit random, hit random, hit shuffle play. I love it. You love it. Everybody loves Lowrider by War. Wow. Good stuff. Even Pippa likes it. Right, Pippa? You Lowrider kitty? This is Lowrider kitty. Pippa has arrived. I sat down here And the first thing she did was, yang, let's do kitty business. So here we are doing kitty business when we should be doing some other kinds of business, huh? Is this dubious kitty subcommittee? No, it's time for the dubious synthesizer subcommittee. But no, we got a cat in the way doing kitty business, so. All right, well, I'm glad we checked the golf balls today. I mean, we didn't find anything, but that's fine. Need to take a little break, sort of regain my sanity about golf balls. None of it makes any sense whatsoever. And I got to tell you, I've got a lot of golf balls sitting up on my kitchen counter. The last couple of times I've actually picked up white golf balls, you know, I took them up into the kitchen because I was going to clean them in the kitchen sink, but, you know, I never got around to it. And so now I have, what, like two and a half dozen? What's that in metric? 30 golf balls sitting on my kitchen counter, and they're all really, really dirty. These are all the ones that are in the mud and stuff, just covered in dirt. And they're still just sitting up there waiting to be washed. Because I didn't do it as soon as I got home. I just put the golf balls on the counter. And I thought, I don't feel like washing them right now. And because, you know, I really have to question. I have questions. You know, I'm not a golfer. I don't know anything about golf. But I gotta wonder, exactly how important is it? How important is it to keep a golf ball clean? You know what I'm saying? Is that important in the whole...
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf.
No, I see.
The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls.
It is elegant.
Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course.
Ooh, features.
The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design.
Logo-free!
The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition.
Transition.
The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion.
Anodized.
All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors.
Rainbow.
The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning.
Love that brush.
The carabiner hook securely holds the towel and helps to prevent theft.
Not a carabiner.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains.
Stains.
Order your Grand Ball Washer today. Your golfers will appreciate it with every round.
Well, I don't particularly care about my golfers because I don't have any golfers. What I want is a ball washer that my golf balls are going to appreciate. I mean, have you taken into account the feelings of the golf ball in your elegant design? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe our little Tubster needs to be designing golf ball washers. Humane golf ball washers. And I'm gonna name them Blenda.
Oh, Blenda.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a wrong tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, well, you know, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the file is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Kirk Quaffio.
Who?
Kirk Cameron.
Quaffio?
Kirk Cameron. Kirk
you
Cameron.
You can do it.
Kirk Cameron.
Now do you understand?
No, yep. I don't.
You see, Gerald, son. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn. Look at that.
Look at that. Look at that, Peppa. Look at that. Yeah, so I don't know what we're going to do for the rest of today's committee meeting because what I was planning to do was to put some hamburgers on the top shelf until the fire gets hot. Look at that. Look at... But we can't do that because they got the cat sitting here. Pippa is still sitting here. Hi, yes, you're a good baby. Interrupting all of the committee business that we need to do. which also includes plugging the synth in, because I was going to do some synth stuff today. I guess we're not. I guess we're doing Keddie stuff. Because I kind of started working on a new thing last night. I had some weird ideas. Not ideas for music, but ways to use the new OP1. So I was just messing around. I made a new beat up, and I used some different tools to do it. I thought, okay, this is easier. Because, you know, normally what I'm accustomed to doing is you create a pattern, a drum pattern, and then you create various, you know, you copy it, and then you create various variations from those copies, right? Then you can string your drum patterns together. You know, you got the regular pattern, you got fills, you got turnarounds, you got the B part, you got the A part, you got the drum solo, right, all this stuff. It doesn't work that way on the OP1. There's no editing, there's no copying and saving, and there's no none of this. So I thought of a way that this might work out, and it turns out it was pretty effective, you know, as long as your timing is good. There was a couple of times when I had to, you know, do it over. I had to take the second try because I didn't quite get it the first time. But I did manage to do a couple things. Then I got a decent 4-bar drum part down. Then I started trying to work on the bass, but yeah, I kind of didn't come up with any decent bass lines. And I was just messing around, you know, just playing. I wasn't using like any arpeggiators or anything, so I got to figure out a bass line for that, and then maybe add some muscle. My back is starting to hurt. I've been sitting here. Yes, hi, are we still doing kitty business? You're just sitting here. You're not even doing anything. My back is starting to hurt, and I need to move. Yeah. Okay, well, how about we have some tea instead? Yes, I like to drink tea. I'm trying to think of all the other stuff I need to do today. There's not really a lot I need to do. But I was sort of thinking about going to the store. I need to go to at least one grocery store today. Oh, yeah. And I was thinking about going to the good store. Maybe get some kombu. Should I go get some kombu? Get some kombu and some bonito flakes. And I might make some dashi stock. What did I want dashi for? Then I was going to, you know, make some udon or something. And my friend Brian, his wife and kids like ramen now. So maybe they need a gallon of... Oh, yes, the cat's getting up. The cat has walked away. Oh, God, yes. I can move my back and legs again. All right, let's get this synthesizer plugged in. Are we live? Yeah, we're good. All right, here's my new drum beat. Go. Yeah, you like that turnaround? Here it comes again. I was having fun. I was getting wacky. Here it comes. Yeah. And let's let it get down there, and then we'll pause it and rock it. And now backwards. Okay, now the cat has returned. Hi, Peppa. Hi. You went into the bathroom to get a drink, so you lost your spot. Okay, she's running away. Nyampasu. Okay, so where were we with this? What was I doing? Well, I was doing little bassline things. That's not the bassline thing. Where's the bassline thing? There it is. Bass. And last night, for some reason, I had the whole, what was that show called? Wide World of Animals? What was that called? The show with, was it David Attenborough? It was always on PBS. It had a cool bass line in the music at the end, and the bass line was like, No, it was Dunna. And I like those notes. I like that four-note combination. What is that? That is... It's like a C diminished scale with what? With this. What is that? The hell is that? Oh my god, it's some kind of note. What scale is this? I don't know. Or is that implying a key change up here? So I don't know. I wanted to use this sound as my bass sound and have some kind of... You know, I don't know. I know you could go anywhere with this. Right? I don't know. Something like that. You can see what I'm going for. Or maybe you can't. Maybe I don't even know what it is. It's sort of, when I hear this combo, I get some kind of spy vibe, some kind of 1964 spy movie vibe. Although that doesn't really go with the drums. Not 60s drums. This is not 1964 drum pattern. It's weird though. What to do? I don't know. Maybe I'll mess around with that a little bit more today, later. Maybe I can add some tinga tinga ting ting. I don't know, maybe it's not the spy theme that I thought it was. Okay. So if it's gonna be James Bondy, it's like this. Right? Maybe I should be writing spy theme songs? I don't know. But let me just float that out there. If you have some kind of spy organization, if you have an intelligence organization and you feel like your organization needs like a theme song, or your agents need theme music for when they're out, you know, intelligencing, go ahead and give me a call. Drop me a line. You can email me at tobe@sdf.org. And I'll whip up a little spy theme for ya. You know, not necessarily like that, but something similar. Something that you might hear on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on the Golf Ball Loving Network Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here, so bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.